last week they ended production, and that really is kind of a microcosm of a story that's happening all over the state.
The business has been in their family for generations, and their dealership has been part of their communities. They're just being told that they're not wanted anymore by the manufacturer.
Yes, this is a big package, but you don't shoot a grizzly bear with a BB gun.
In my lifetime, it's an honor as a Afro-Caribbean woman to see this biracial man, this black man, become president and lead our country.
My budget stands up for the people who earn regular paychecks and the people who, through no fault of their own, have lost theirs.
It's really a framework for the agencies to start building their furlough plans.
Well, let me tell you, if you think this budget is trouble, wait till you see the one 2 years from now.
The vote is green tonight, and I think we're all getting thirsty. Let's get out of here.
All through last winter, while we were in session, you know, I managed not to drink or do anything until the night the budget was passed, and then I went out and drank.
Corrupting Brett Favre and bringing him over to the purple side is really sad.
But I am not going to pull a Brett Favre on you. I am announcing my decision now to allow other candidates to step forward and to get going.
There's nothing really more to say except that I'm very proud of what we did and accomplished in the months that I was seeking that nomination.
And because of that job, I can't run for governor in the state of Wisconsin.
Within seconds, we realized the problem was not with the baby, it was with the man. And he came up and was very, very agitated.
I'm running because I love my family, I love this state, and I'm concerned about its future.
We're filing our papers to officially become a candidate for governor of the great state of Wisconsin.
I'm announcing my candidacy for governor.
The state is absolutely obsessed. They think everything should be a roundabout.
Sometimes if individuals didn't see deer or didn't see as many deer as they would like to, they look for somebody to blame for that, and sometimes it's us.
This threat from these monster carp.
And I think it's nothing more than a ruse for you to move towards full legalization of marijuana.
I find that so offensive. With all due respect, I find that very, very offensive to every single patient in this room.
People are realizing that, boy, maybe I should get this vaccine.
The public option was the compromise, and now to be jettisoning the compromise is just something that just can't happen.
The detainees have a ratio of about 3 health care providers to every 1 detainee.
Unequivocally, no one was ever waterboarded in Guantanamo. That's a fact.
And Captain Seeger sacrificed his life for those beliefs, although not in Afghanistan, here at home.
But Amy was taken from us in a random, senseless act of transgression.
Lunch?
Yes, right, Randy!
He didn't feel like I'm Les Paul, you know. I'm the king of the world. He never felt that way. All the times I heard him speak, he always was down to earth.
It's a reminder to the performer not to let their show go on too long.